Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think you should start because you're not going to want to say bolognese.
Cool, cool confidence booster right before we start.
I'm trying.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy alongside Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we'll talk about Oatly cream cheese and Trader Joe's vegan bolognese ravioli. Becky, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Dave. The intro is different-y.
What's on the phone?
Oh, I got a
read it to the class.
Oh, I deleted it. I got a message request on Signal from someone I'd never didn't know
Hot
and had
single?
No groups in
your area.
Someone named Albie. Ooh. And they said, "Hey."
Oh.
And I said, "Delete request."
No, it's a good opening shot. Hey.
Yeah.
Look, no, I'm saying that's how it would sound. I was reciting the text.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey.
Hey.
That's a good opening line.
Yeah, and then I say hey back, and then you do say something to me.
Well, we're not going to...
Probably something creepy, because you're a man on the internet.
Hey, I'm on the internet.
Yeah, but you're
I'm
not,
a man on the internet.
I guess it technically you are, but like, you're not...
I'm a man on the internet.
Yes, honey.
When it comes to the internet, I'm a man. Oh,
God. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Well... Hold on.
Besides super manly on the internet.
I don't want...
Just no, masculine.
I don't want that. What are you squeezing when you say that?
I was doing a pump. I was doing a pump like a man.
Like you had something in your hand.
No, we're like pumping weights. I was doing weights.
Well, this is not how you grab a weight. It was like you're closing a water balloon in your hand.
Oh, maybe I was crushing something.
Yes.
With my manly grip.
Yes. Well,
there's a tin can
you had
with your bare hands.
You had... Something that you are crushing in your hands.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm still getting scammed. So last episode I talked about how somebody had Zelled me out of nowhere. Is that how you say it? Somebody had sent me money via Zelle. Mm-hmm. You can say I Venmo'd you. You could say I Zelled you.
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Okay. Well, give me a little grace.
I didn't say a thing.
All right. Apology accepted. So that happened, and then I got a call the next day that was that the person who made the quote-unquote error's daughter, a young child, asking me to send that amount of money back to another account.
Yeah.
And I was like, classic. I said something about how this is a scam.
You said, this is what scammers do. And she said, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we did this right. On last week's episode.
I know. That's what I'm
okay,
reminding.
Yeah, you're just
nobody
doing a
listens
back,
to
a
multiple episodes.
Previously on Talking Tofu.
Oh my God. So, okay. Well, now I'm sorry for talking too much about...
It's a recap.
Something I already talked about.
Tell me what's the newest development.
That's exactly what I was about to do. So.
Great.
You didn't need to get me back on track. I was getting myself back on track.
Thank you. It's what
so,
I do.
I'm just so angry. I don't want to tell the story anymore.
I'm going to
tell
it.
The story. It's not even a good... It's just an update.
Oh.
So I got a call 2 days ago from an 800 number. And it's Wells Fargo calling about... That's our bank. Should we say that? Is that too... I don't know.
Yeah, it's a big bank. It's fine.
Okay. This is an ad for Wells Fargo.
No. Incorrect.
Fantastic. Lenders, fantastic.
Oh, gosh. Just fuck those guys, but go
hey!
On. What?
Don't do that.
They have eyes and ears everywhere.
We're just telling all of our financial details. Look, the internet goes deep. And these lenders, they look at every pore on your body when they are looking for a reason to lend you at a higher rate. And if they find that you badmouth them on a low-rated podcast, that is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is your savage takedown of Wells Fargo here worth what it might cost us?
Yes.
No.
Just kidding.
So I get a call from an 800 number that's Wells Fargo calling about a claim on my account.
Yeah.
But to give me details of the claim, they need to verify my identity. And they ask what my last name is. And I'm like...
Wouldn't you?
Right.
Also, how do you pronounce it?
Yeah, I should have said Stripe or like, so I said Streepy, and then she asked for the last four of my social. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, this is getting into scam territory. And I was recently the victim of a scam attempt. So I'd rather not. And she said, oh, well, we can close the claim right now if you're not feeling confident about it. And I said, yes, I'd like to do that. And she said, okay, and hung up. And then I Googled that 800 number. Mm-hmm. And it's multiple people have gotten that.
Really?
From Wells Fargo. Like, and been like, it's not Wells Fargo. It's like, got him.
Got him.
Got him this time. This is like whack-a-mole.
It is.
I'm whacking moles over here.
Why do they think
that you're... Vegan moles. I'm doing your thing.
They're tofu. They're made of tofu, everybody.
Ugh. Who's eating moles? People eat moles?
No, but whacking them's not vegan.
No, it depends on how you're whacking. Not like, stop. No, it depends.
I'm just trying to think about what you mean.
Like if you're just nudging them and being like, no.
Tap a mole?
Like boop them.
Boop a mole.
You boop them to be like, don't sniff at that.
Boop. All right. Boop. Oh, nice. That's not what a boop is. A boop is nose to nose. Boop.
No.
Like what I do to Cora. Boop.
I understand. Yes, I'm...
Are you doing that with moles? Because that would be cute.
No, you're tapping them on the nose.
Don't do that.
It's safe discouragement.
I don't like this.
Why? Why?
It hurts the moles.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. I don't care for it.
I think that... I didn't have anything behind the I think. But you are radiating teen angst today.
Me?
Unfocused teen angst, where you just want to be a little stinker just because.
Me?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Your Wells Fargo thing is like, well, no, I'm going to keep it. You're radiating a little bit of teen angst, a little bit of broad angst that's not really like actionable or motivated. You just kind of want to be a little joker.
Got some Thanksgiving break energy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
you're not
so.
On Thanksgiving break. You're not on Thanksgiving break.
I'm not on Thanksgiving break until Wednesday. It's true.
So... well, the scammers, they keep coming.
Yeah.
They're going to come at me again and I'm getting nervous. I'm going to start getting the texts.
Well, you can just block them, right? You think they have lots of numbers.
So I don't know if you're familiar with the concept of whack-a-mole, but the idea is that you whack a mole when mm-hmm. it pops up and then it pops up of a different hole
mm-hmm.
out of a different hole. And then you whack that one.
Yeah.
Pops up out of a different hole.
Yeah.
And you're chasing them all over, but they keep popping up.
Oh, I see.
So I think, yes, I could block the number, but using that whack-a-mole analogy,
yeah,
they'll just come through on another number.
I see.
Right? I
see. Yeah.
So let's unpack your angst a little bit.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Your teen angst.
Yeah.
What's causing it?
I don't know. I didn't even know I was doing it until you drew my attention. No.
A little grumpy today?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling a little grumpy? How does it feel when somebody asks you if you're feeling grumpy? Does it make you grumpy?
No. I did a little self-assessment and I would say I'm feeling excited because it's a beautiful day in Atlanta.
It's
been kind of cold and gray, but today it's 70 degrees and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go skating after this.
You?
There is a little event going on up in Duluth and my skate club's going up to skate at it.
What's the event?
I don't know. Some kind of a festival, but they have a skating rink. And so that's our focus. Mm,
got it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have fun.
Thank you. It will be fun.
Other than the scamming, I don't think I have anything going on in my life.
No?
No. I kind of need the scammer.
Yeah, you need this.
I kind of need this.
Well, you had your D&D thing. You had your D&D sure, thing yeah. on Saturday.
I do D&D every week.
Yeah, but this was a special late night party D&D. We were the whole house was asleep when you got home.
Yeah, that's true every D&D night.
Yes, correct. True.
But yes, I did play D&D. I don't know that that's newsworthy. I guess it's as newsworthy as I went skating. So, yeah, I did play D&D.
Yeah.
I played twice D&D this week.
Yeah,
I played D&D twice this week.
Thursday night, Friday night.
That's right. Two different campaigns.
Very fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you need coins? Do you need D&D coins?
No. I like to hear about the things that interest you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get into this angst.
No.
Let's peel what back like this
to,
angst.
I'd like to do... You mentioned the coins. I wonder... You know what I wonder? Is what was that news item?
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. This is Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where we pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it. And this week's is from Veg News. It's our pal Anna Starostanetskaya from November 16th, 2023. And this is from the, you sure about that, Files? The headline is, "Eat an Impossible Burger. It's good for your heart," says AHA. Impossible Beef Light joins Beyond Steak in attaining a Heart Healthy Check certification from the American Heart Association. Cardiovascular disease, which is behind heart attacks and strokes, is the leading cause of death in the United States. Studies have linked the consumption of red and processed meats to an increased risk for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. I have no shame for mispronouncing that or butchering that pronunciation.
No, that's
that
a biggie.
That is not a cultural dish. It's science, and it's supposed to be smarter than me.
Correct.
In contrast, diets... If you could just hold comments until
we're done with the article. I apologize.
In contrast, diets high in plant proteins are associated with a significantly lower risk of heart disease. Can eating plant-based proteins instead of animals be a heart-healthy choice? The American Heart Association, AHA, is pointing to yes with its new Heart Check food certification granted to Impossible Foods for its plant-based beef light. So this... is a new product.
Impossible Burger Light?
Impossible Beef Light.
Huh.
Yes. Beef Light distinguishes itself with 75% less saturated fat than lean 90-10 ground beef from animals. 0 grams of trans fat, no cholesterol, and a rich nutrient profile that includes 21 grams of protein, fiber, iron, B vitamins, zinc, and potassium. This aligns with the AHA's recommendations to limit saturated fats and eliminate trans fats to reduce the risk of cardiovascular diseases.
I'm looking it up because I want to see the ingredients. Continue.
Well, I was going to stop there because I was going to encourage people to give Anna that click. There's a lot more going on here. I feel like, I guess it's a heart healthy choice. It's good for your heart. It's better for your heart than eating beef, which I guess is their point.
Yeah. And I get the whole, the reason that I avoid Impossible and Beyond, I like them and I eat them sometimes, but trying to eat them less is because the coconut oil in them is not good for your heart.
Gotcha.
And this one still contains coconut oil, but maybe it has less or something. It's got two kinds of oil. It's got sunflower oil also.
Yeah.
They are not giving just an ingredients list. I'm trying to, and I'm not finding one. What they do is they like go through each thing and tell you why it's great, which isn't what I want. I want just a list.
I wonder how much less saturated fat Beef Light is from Impossible's Beef Regular.
They said 75%.
From ground beef.
Oh, from ground beef.
Yes. Because I think, sure, it's a good point about the coconut oil, but... if the saturated fat is lower.
Yeah, it might still be not great, but less not great than animal beef.
Yep.
Guys, I just want the ingredients. than animal ground beef. Cooks like lean ground beef from cows. Oh, so it's like lean ground beef. I just...
Mm-hmm. That's what the 75% less is from lean ground beef.
Ingredients. Oh my God. Here they are. Water, soy protein, sunflower oil. Ba, 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 ba. 2% or less of coconut oil. So that's good.
Okay.
So it's very little coconut oil.
How much is the regular?
That's a good question. Let's look it up. Oh, yeah. So in the regular Impossible beef, coconut oil is does not have 2% or less of. I wonder if it has the nutritional information. No, of course not. Here's the nutrition facts. Okay, so the Impossible patty has 6 grams of saturated fat, 30% of your RDA. The Impossible light per patty has 1 gram of saturated fat. That's a lot less. That's good.
That is good.
All right. Okay. I'm going to say I would eat this more often than the other one because of that. Because that's my concern, really, is just I want to protect my heart because I'm an old lady now. Middle-aged lady. The heart health, etc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good on you for looking out.
Well, good on Impossible for actually doing the thing. Making it better.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
I do have someone who I know that told me they stopped being vegan because Impossible burgers are not healthy. And okay. I thought that was the whole reason. Yeah. I stopped being vegan because Impossible burgers are not healthy. Mm. And I was like, but now they've got these, so maybe that person can be vegan again.
Sure.
Since it all hinged on one product's nutritional data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they won't find something else.
No. No, it was that was the reason.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This was Talking Toe News.
All right. You're going to heart these ads. I don't know. We'll be right back.
That was good. Heart these ads.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, welcome back to Talkin' Tofu. And what are we doing?
We're doing Oatly cream cheese.
We're doing Oatly cream cheese.
Yeah, we are.
Well, this is kind of related to the other thing we're talking about. I went to the Trader Joe's on my way home from work to pick up some snacks Really, I was running low on the peanut butter pretzels, and so I wanted to re-up those because that's a tasty late night snack for me, although it's a little bit salty. And I have to, the older I get, the more I have to temper that salt intake because I just turn into a big old mummy piece of jerky if I have too much. So anyway, I got that and I was poking around seeing what delights I could bring home to delight the family. And I got to thinking that I need bagels because I want to get back in a bagel way. We, Becky and I, had a conversation about tomatoes and having tomatoes around the house. And I was like, oh, I might start making tomato cream cheese bagel sandwiches for breakfast. And that would be nice.
That is a nice breakfast.
It is. It's a really nice breakfast. But I needed bagels in order to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I got those bagels, brought them home. And then on Friday, I made a run to Kroger to get some other stuff. I just go to the grocery store every day.
Here's what happens is I go to the grocery store and I get like the essentials and I forget all about the fact that we need snacks in the house to survive. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm grocery shopping, I'm always meal oriented.
Yeah. And you keep that number low because you only buy 60% of what we need.
Correct. Yeah. Because grocery prices are ridiculous. So keeping the number low, I'm always like, well, I guess these cookies got to go. Guess these chips got to go.
Yeah.
And then I go get the groceries and I unpack them. And then we look in the pantry and we're like, we have no snacks again. And then what Dave does is like a hero goes out and acquires snacks from various stores around town throughout the week as he realizes what our needs are.
Yeah.
Which are constantly changing.
And if all you look at is the weekly grocery purchase for the one time a week, it looks like we're well within our grocery budget. Mm-hmm. So it kind of works out there too.
Yeah, it makes us feel like we're doing a great job.
Yeah. So what I did that on one of my many visits to the grocery store, and I saw the Oatly cream cheese, and I'd been meaning to get it, and I was waiting for bagels in order to get it, and I realized, oh my God, I have bagels, I can get this. So I got it.
Yeah.
$5.99, not cheap.
Not cheap.
Not cheap. But hey, what is cheap?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, zero items.
I mean, what does cheap even mean?
Oh, I was thought you meant at the grocery store, and I was like, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing is cheap.
Nothing's ever been cheap.
No. You know those cookies that we like, the fudge stripe ones?
The Scrumdiddlycious?
The Scrumdiddlycious. I added those to cart.
Okay.
And there, a warning pops up that says this product is known, contains an ingredient that's a known carcinogen in the state of California.
Oh, that's the California thing?
And so we were over, and so I removed them from the cart.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. It doesn't say
what it was in the packaging?
I don't know. I don't know, but I was like, well, I guess if we're over, I should remove this cancer cookie.
I wish they would tell you what the ingredient was.
Me too. So that I could like do a little Google and decide if I still want these cookies.
It's probably that cigarette that's in the last line of the tray.
Oh yeah, it probably is that. And it's like, a menthol.
You earned it. There's a little sign that says you earned it. You can get all the way through a sleeve.
Yeah, it's true.
So I got the Oatly cream cheese.
Yep.
Brought it back. We ate it with our breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
I made a huge breakfast, and then we kept it off with a bagel and cream cheese.
It was a feast. I couldn't finish mine. I tried. I really did. But the bagel, I couldn't make it all the way through.
I ate most of it. Okay, but the reason I brought up the Trader Joe's bagel thing is that I don't like Trader Joe's bagels.
Oh.
I used to like them. Mm. I don't like them now. They're sweet. The plain bagel is sweet. Don't make fun of me about a plain bagel. The plain bagel is sweet. Mm-hmm. And that's, I want bagel flavor.
Yeah.
Like that's a plain bagel. That's a hell of a plain bagel is the bagel.
You want like a good bagel.
Thomas should be a bad bagel. Mm-hmm. Because they never go bad. Like they're like loaded with preservatives. They're shiny bagels.
They are shiny.
But it's a pretty decent like plain flavor.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's is a sweet plain flavor.
Yeah.
I don't want sweet. Sweet makes me think like you've done something wrong or you've put one too many chemicals in it. Mm-hmm. And the state of California is going to get you.
Yeah. Warning.
So that said, I made these. These were, you got to dance with the date you brought. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
You got to dance with the date that you brought. And the date that I brought was these Trader Joe's bagels.
Yeah.
So I made it, sucked it up and made it. I snuck one to the kid and had him eat one today. So I'm one bagel closer to being rid of this burden.
Sweet.
But I made it yesterday. We split it in half. Mm-hmm. I gave you the thin half and I ate the thick half.
Thank you.
They're unevenly sliced through the middle, which is another gripe and grumble for the Trader Joe's bagels. So I put this Oatly on there. The Oatly, when I opened it up, it looked like, this can't be their fault. It looked like a skin condition.
Oh no.
Like it was like smooth, but then it had cracks and the cracks looked like chalky cracks. It looked like psoriasis.
It sounds like it was stored incorrectly.
Well, I think maybe. I don't know.
Or is it like Justin's where it's impossible to store it correctly?
Probably, where you have to hit like all of these conditions exactly right.
There's a 3-degree temperature range at which it's okay.
I was not concerned about it from a food safety perspective. Mm-hmm. I was concerned about it from an aesthetic perspective because like, and this may exist, but if it doesn't, I'm going to make it. I would like a YouTube video of freshly opened spreads. Mm-hmm. Untouched by the knife.
Yeah.
With that first scoop with the knife. Like,
oh.
Like the country crock that has the little like curly Q, like a soft serve at the top of
it.
Oh,
and you just or the Earth Balance
has that, has that little dimple in the middle of it.
I love that.
Like an untouched, like super smooth spread. Mm-hmm. Just begging for it. Just begging for a scoop. Mm. Yeah.
That is good.
I like that. I like it so much that once it has been scooped, the value of that food item drops off like 80%.
God, that is so true about you.
It's true about you too. We both indicted ourselves about being bad sauce people.
I don't know if it's about that.
That's a big part of it. Go ahead.
Maybe it, I don't know that it's about that for me, but I am really bad about once I've opened it, I'm like, oh, now I've had it.
It's not that for me too. I was kind of.
Yeah. I don't know why we can't keep our grocery budget under control. Yeah,
imagine that. See, the joke was that was the reason that we're bad sauce people.
Sorry.
Well, I'm not like that.
Not me. Couldn't be me.
I'm not weird like you.
So this did not have an aesthetically pleasing look when you first opened it. Okay.
But all that was forgotten when the cream cheese hit the bagel, the warm bagel, and started to kind of glob into what we know as the standard cream cheese experience. And it did a good job at that. And then we ate it. And what did you think of it?
Okay, so I did not have any of this experience that Dave had. I was served a bagel and cream cheese. So in that way, it felt very fancy.
Yeah.
I will say that like a lot of non-dairy cream cheeses, it melted on the hot bagel. I could see where it had melted when you were spreading it on the hot bagel. Mm-hmm. And I assume that's because it's coconut oil based. A lot of these are. The Oatly one is too. I have checked.
Okay.
Because I am forever on a quest for vegan cream cheese that doesn't have coconut oil. Tofutti is one of them. Okay. Tofutti doesn't melt when you spread it, but it has that taste that some people do not care for.
Yeah.
But like Violife does the same thing. It melts when you spread it on like a warm bagel. Okay. So the parts that didn't melt though were really good. They were creamy. The flavor was neutral. Like I feel like a plain cream cheese shouldn't have much of a flavor. It's really more about the texture in your mouth. I just wish that we'd move past the coconut oil because it does make them melty and then you don't get that great mouthfeel because it's all melted into the bagel. It disappears. I honestly felt like this cream cheese was good, but it and if it was cheaper, I would say let's get it all the time, but nothing super special about it to me. It was about on par with like a Violife or any of those other coconut-based cream cheeses. So I would say, or like the Simple Truth cream cheese, which is also coconut oil-based but costs like half of that price. I feel like they're all kind of samesies to me at this point. But I thought it was good. I wouldn't say no to it. If it was at a spread, I would probably use it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I'd spend $6 on a container of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. I had nothing else to say.
I think that the vegan cream cheeses that I have tried run the range. Like there's a texture spectrum and there's a flavor spectrum. and very few of them hit the sweet spot in both. I think that texture, you've got very liquidy cream cheeses. I think I would characterize Vialife as a liquidy cream cheese. I think there are a few other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say at the extreme other end of that is the Philadelphia, which I do not like. I'm on record as having not liked, but that is a very firm, like rigid, like it comes out like feta almost on your bagel.
Thick.
It's very thick. It's hard to spread, which is weird because Philadelphia's whole thing is how spreadable it is.
Yeah.
But so that's the texture thing. Taste agnostic. That's the texture spectrum. I think Oatly has a good texture. It's more in the Philadelphia. It's in the firmer direction, but it was pretty easily spreadable. I was getting it out in chunks that I wish were a little bit more satisfying, but it resolved itself pretty quickly once I started spreading on the toast itself.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor-wise, I think Oatly what had an interesting flavor in the way that a fancy cheese has an interesting flavor.
Hmm.
Like it wasn't the middle of the road cream cheese flavor. It was like a little bit more like stinky cheese notes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that.
And I thought that was pretty interesting. I did wonder how intentional it was,
mm-hmm.
or if it just like happened to taste that way and it was me making those connections. But I thought that that was noteworthy. I didn't dislike it, and it made it stand apart from the other stuff that I had tried. I think most vegan cream cheeses are flavorless. And in the case of Philadelphia, I wish it was flavorless because the flavor there is so terrible. But honestly, I think like Vialife gets a little bit liquidy on the texture, hits the nail on the head with the flavor. Vialife mm-hmm. is still king cream cheese for me. And I think Oatly might be in that second tier for me. Tofutti might be there as well. But yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So I liked it, but I don't know if I'd get this again.
Yeah, I don't think I would unless it was on super sale, like half off or something.
I do want to say, though, keep going Oatly.
Yeah.
Like Oatly is like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard in that... They're trying everything.
They are.
They're a metal band one week. They're an electronic band the next week. They're a folk band the next week. Like, keep doing that, Oatly. You're getting into the ice cream game. You're getting into the yogurt game. You're getting into the cream cheese game. Like,
they have, did you say ice cream?
Yeah.
So much ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Like, keep it up. You're not gonna hit all of them, and you landed okay here. Like, people are going to be happy with this.
Yeah. Oatly is out there taking risks,
yeah.
and I am here for it. I'll keep trying their stuff.
Yeah.
Because when it hits, it really hits.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. So out of 10 booped moles, what do you give Oatly?
Oh, we're booping them? I would give them 6 boops.
Okay.
Just like an average, pretty good.
Okay. I'd give this 8.
8 boops.
8 boops. Yeah, it's a strong showing.
Yeah.
It's a strong showing. Just because there are stronger showings doesn't mean that this isn't a strong showing.
Yeah.
You know, if I was ranking,
mm-hmm.
Vialife would be a higher rank, but I'm not.
We're doing boops.
Yeah.
It's boops now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 8 boops.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You want to talk about ravioli?
Let's stay at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, let's do it.
As I was at Trader Joe's, where did I see these? Oh, okay. So there's a produce section, and then there's like a meats section where there's like a pathetic little sliver of like the soy chorizo and where the roasts used to be before they discontinued them.
R.I.P.
I walked by just to make sure that they really didn't have any roasts or that maybe they were closing them out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. And then around that corner is a pasta section with some prepared foods and some pastas. And a couple of items caught my eye. It was clearly labeled vegan ravioli. Ravioli.
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
Mm-hmm.
And I got excited. It was pretty cheap. $3.99 for a pack.
Yeah, that's a good price.
I have no visual reference for how much ravioli is what a family of three eats. when I look at the box, so I bought double of each of their vegan types.
So I would say I cooked these, and as I was dishing them out, I don't know what the servings on the back say, but this thing served three. Fine. Okay. If I had divided this into four plates, I would not have been pleased. I would have not had enough.
And it was, I feel like I ate a European portion, not an American portion last night. I could have had a couple of more. What are they called? What are the pucks called?
Ravioli?
What are the single raviolis called?
Ravioli? More ravioli. I could have had more ravioli.
Can you give me another ravioli? Is that what I would say?
Yeah.
If I wanted one more puck of it?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. It seems like we could do better at that. Not here at this table, but like language could be better than that.
I'm trying to see how many servings in a container. It doesn't say how many servings. Oh, we have some in the fridge. Let me go check. Okay. So it is three servings per container. Yeah, I agree. They were small servings.
Yeah.
I felt like we should have, I wished for something else. Really what I wished for was more ravioli because, spoiler, I loved this.
I'll just say, like the portion, I think the portion was good.
Yeah.
I think the problem was with greedy me wanting more food.
Yeah, me too.
For my belly. Mm-hmm. Like, I should be happy with smaller portions. Yeah. I should eat smaller portions.
Yeah. I think the reason I wanted more was because this was just so dang good.
Yeah.
So this was the bolognese. I cooked this up. I didn't read anything about it. Like, I didn't even read the package. I was kind of hustling because we had just gotten back from a movie. The kid was really hungry. I was really hungry. Thought you were really hungry. You were not.
I was not because I ate a whole large popcorn at the movie and I had a popcorn fatberg in my belly.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Double large soda.
The kid and I split a large popcorn. I was so hungry when we got back. And so I didn't read the package. I just set about cooking this. I made my salt and pepper pasta sauce to go on top of it, which the kid was really excited about because he loves it. Mm-hmm. And I made some frozen spinach that I like seasoned with Italian seasoning and a little garlic and onion powder and olive oil before I cooked it so that it would taste good. Mm-hmm. And boiled the ravioli because it boils quick, like 5 minutes. 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So when I bit into it is when I discovered it's a lentil bolognese, which is so exciting to me because, as I've mentioned several times throughout this episode, I'm trying to eat fewer vegan meats and stuff because they usually have a ton of coconut oil. But this was lentils in this nice tomatoey sauce inside the ravioli, and it was so flavorful. Mm-hmm. It went great with that salt and pepper sauce.
I agree.
And it was so good with the spinach too. Oh, and I air fried some onion to go on top of the spinach to make it better because it was frozen spinach that I microwaved. So I wanted to do something to oomph it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, I just really loved it. I was not excited about it. The kid...
Oh, really? You faked it very well when I brought it home.
Well, I was excited about the ravioli.
Yeah.
I was excited about the cashew cheese one, the one we haven't had yet.
Uh-huh.
The bolognese, I was like, people like bolognese.
Yeah.
And I let the kid pick, and he picked this one, and I was like, fine.
Okay.
And then it was so good.
It was very good.
Oh, I loved it. It was really good. I think this should be a staple because not only was it so good, but this whole meal took me like 15 minutes to make.
Yeah.
And I think that in the situation we were in, if we hadn't had that ravioli, we probably would have ended up ordering takeout. So yeah. It saved us money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I just can't say enough how much I liked this.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 boops.
I think, well, are we doing what?
No, I just am saying that, adding that because I liked it so much.
I think Trader Joe's finally has a hit on their hands. Those of you looking for a reason to go to Trader Joe's, you finally have one. Their bolognese is good.
Oh, so good. I can't wait to try the other one. We'll talk about that as soon as we do.
Am I saying it right now? You're in my head.
Bolognese, you're good.
Okay. Empanada.
Great job,
Empanada.
Baby. Oh, good job.
Bolognese.
Yeah.
You you can curve your in on bolognese.
But you don't have to. You could say bolognese, and that's good too.
It's fun to curve an in, though.
So do it. So do.
Yeah, but I don't. When you say stuff like, it's also okay to say it this way, it sounds like you're.
No, like some things you can like just pronounce
the bear a little bit.
Two ways. No, okay. I don't pet the bear. That's not okay. Me.
Yeah, I know.
This teen? No way.
Do we have a letter?
Carolina writes, there isn't like an old tradition of celebrating Halloween in Sweden because we are very culturally influenced by America. Halloween started to be celebrated by some about maybe 30 years ago. Kids like to dress up and go trick-or-treating, or as we call it, oh boy, Carolina, bus eller godis? How'd I do? But it's hard since not everybody celebrates. Some people get mad if you knock on their door, and they are Halloween haters. Ooh. Kids are taught to only knock on the doors that have pumpkins on display outside the house. One funny and special thing about Halloween in Sweden is that Swedes only eat candy on Saturdays.
What?
Because of this, most parents don't let their children go bus eller godis. Bus eller godis. On a Tuesday or whenever October 31st falls, the kids will go either the Saturday before October 31st or the Saturday after. It causes a lot of drama among parents that no one can agree on when to celebrate. That sounds like just a lot to me.
Why don't they eat candy on the other days?
Probably because candy is really bad for you. I don't know.
Just that it became an agreement.
Yeah, that is. I wonder where
a
that
social
came
agreement.
From. Yeah. I honestly wish I only ate candy on Saturdays, and so do my teeth. Ah. gosh, this sounds so stressful. This sounds like just one more thing for parents to disagree and fight over. I don't like it. But I do like that you get to go trick or treating, and I guess at least there's the pumpkin signal. You can use the pumpkin.
Yep.
But man, so Halloween, as I've said many times, is my favorite holiday because it is so much of like, just do what you want and have fun. And no one's asking you to travel anywhere or, you know, you just kind of do what you want with Halloween. Mm-hmm. And this layer of it, I don't know, makes me feel stressed out. Don't do that to Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit stressful. But again, it seems like, I don't know, if everybody's used to it.
Yeah.
Then that's just kind of what it is.
Yeah.
It's like we've all agreed not to go into people's houses when we get the candy.
Mm-hmm. That's true. What if some places you go in, you share the candy? Gosh, could you imagine how long trick-or-treating would take? It would be amazing. Yeah. Next year, we'll do it that way.
Thank you for the letter, Carolina, and thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Do you want to write us a letter? Write us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs. At Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. Becky reads and responds to everyone. I'm getting in there and responding too sometimes.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our TeePublic shop, teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including that one for the salt and pepper sauce, which is the cacio e pepe, at glueandglitter.com. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.